a thing or like seeing a documentary, I forgot what it was, that about woolly mammoths, and they said before they had the first evidence of fossils proving that like Neanderthal man and woolly mammoths coexisted. They found like cave drawings, I think it was in Sonora country, and scientists came to the conclusion that from the drawings we can tell that we know that they existed, and then after the fact they found like the fossils to prove that link to be true. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I've never heard, like, if I've never heard, it sounds like you're making the claim. We first thought that we coexisted with them because of cave drawings, and then we, like, proved it or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
through
don't
the
know if that's the
fossilized.
case. I would be, that would seem kind of surprising to me. I don't know what the oldest example of, like, an arrowhead found inside of a mammoth is, and when, or, like, the, not the oldest example of that, but the oldest example of us finding that, you know, like
Right.
maybe that happened a really long time ago.
Oh.
So
Well,
I don't know for sure, but.
I was asking that because I was seeing another thing about like how they were saying that, and then they were talking about how like the pyramids in South America have like drawings of like carvings of like dinosaurs on them. They found like fossils or tablets in Egypt with like carved like dinosaurs on them. So
Yeah,
I was
they claim that,
wondering.
but they definitely don't.
They don't.
No. There are many like stylized versions. Like have you ever heard of the Gate of Ishtar?
No.
So the Gate of Ishtar is this really beautiful Babylonian thing. I'll show it to you. You've maybe seen this like art style before, this blue and gold type stuff. I think they have a preserved version of it kept somewhere, but it has animals on it. And so like they point to this and they tell you that I'll try to get you a bigger version. They say that this is a dinosaur. And it's just like, no, it's stupid. It's probably some kind of dragon. Like it almost definitely is, but like the idea, people pass this off as if these are like real examples, evidence of like actual dinosaur pictures. There's also the Cambodian dinosaur carving. It's at Angkor Wat. So
Yeah.
they claim that this is like a stegosaurus, but it's just not. It's some kind of boar or something. And these they look like back plates, but they're not. They're just leaves, and they're heavily stylized. And you can
Is that
see,
a thing
like,
from
it has
South, is
these
that from South
giant
America?
horns. This is in Cambodia, which is like in and around Borneo, which is Southeast Asia.
What about the tablet they have that's like from Egypt? It's supposed to like it's like a double-sided tablet. It's one of the oldest things they said that has like a writing on it. And it was like the one side has it looks like brontosauruses interlocking necks. It's from Egypt. It's in a museum somewhere.
Egyptian stone with dinosaur. I spelled Egyptian wrong. Those are not brontosaurs. People pass it like those are just definitely lions, right? I mean, look at the heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have this really funny video on my TikTok. It's really old. It's from a few years ago.
There any evidence that confirms man and dinosaurs lived together over in Angkor in Cambodia?
In the sense that a large blob with smaller large blobs along its back is what somebody with glaucoma would see a stegosaurus look like from 72 miles away in the dark, then yes. But in the sense that this carving has no tail spikes called phagomyzers, the head is completely wrong, it appears to have large ears or horns, which no stegosaurian had, and the posture makes no sense, then no. It looks far more like a rhino or a boar, which actually live in Cambodia, with stylized leaves or plants in the background. Plus, this was a culture that was highly literate. There would be more data than some amorphous blob of a carving if dinosaurs actually roamed their area.
Here's one out at Havasupai Canyons.
Here we can see a clear depiction of Tinkletoes. This is Aunt Jemimasaurus. And here we have the meat-eating No dinosaur strikes a pose even remotely similar to that. And this doesn't look like anything in particular. It is some squiggly line. It's a totally outdated depiction of what dinosaurs looked like based on basically no anatomical science. It looks like a gall-darn kangaroo.
Here's one out at Natural Bridges National Monument.
So this enhanced image is just highlighting the outlines of what they want you to see. We can use real objective imaging techniques to see what's really going on. These imaging techniques have been used to photograph paintings and reveal hidden underlying stuff that was covered up in the painting. And when we do that, we can see that this is not a single image. This is what's underneath. What they did was just cobble together multiple carvings and stains to make it almost barely look like a dinosaur if you have 20/200 vision.
Here's another one out at San Rafael Swell in Utah.
This looks far more like a crane than a pterosaur, but it's not even that. The same technique reveals this is a whole bunch of images that have just been sort of smeared together. This is what you see underneath. There's the head. It's a guy going like that. Also, again, this is what it really looks like. The enhanced version is them just filling in the gaps to make it look like what they need it to look like to push a dumb narrative.
Here's one up at Lake Superior in Canada.
This is a well-known mythical being amongst Northeastern and Great Lakes Native Americans. They call it the Mishi-Pishu, and it's basically a big cat with scales. Griffins, centaurs, they're all kinds of creatures that have been imagined that are just composites.
The Ishtar Gate in Babylon, built by order of Nebuchadnezzar. It's got a reptilian tongue, scales, hip structure so that it raises its body up off the ground. By technical definition, that's a dinosaur right there.
No dinosaur looked anything like this. The gross bodily anatomy is clearly a chimera of mammals. And as far as the finer details, a forked tongue? There's no evidence that any dinosaur had a forked tongue. Other animals depicted on the Gate of Ishtar are highly accurate. So the other one is obviously a stylized mythical creature. Why does it look like nothing else? Because there's no such thing as mythical accuracy. That's like saying true fiction. Overall, I give them an F for effort.
But I do think that humans had a little help along the way. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure if you believe in like the Anunnaki.
No.
Or any type of like Planet X, like, you know, or just something that hit the planet that something came off of, you know, and was introduced to Earth.
Nope.
So I think I don't think that, you know, humans were, I mean, I guess primates are in the soup of humans, but I don't think that it's just primates for like evolution's sake.
I don't really know exactly what you mean by that last thing. I don't think that we require any outside forces to explain where humans came from. I think evolution is perfectly adequate at describing it.
I don't know. I just feel like, well, feel because there's no way of me actually knowing it. So it seems like humans aren't really native to the earth, or really felines, any type of feline for that matter.
But we share DNA with even the most simple life forms like bacteria.
Oh, I definitely understand. I definitely agree with that. It's just there's a significant leap between like even Homo erectus and us.
Homo sapiens. I actually really disagree, but that leap, even if I grant you the leap is as incredible as you think it is, that is nowhere close to as much of a leap as, okay, well, if humans are from somewhere else, then our fundamental biology cannot be the same as life here on planet Earth, except it is. We use the exact same four macromolecules, and our genetic blueprint is encoded in DNA. That, for that to be a coincidence, is just, it would be the most wildly improbable imaginable thing.
All right. Yeah, definitely get what you're coming from. It's just, I just have no idea. Just wanted to talk about it, but thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
It definitely happened. I don't have...
I agree that it happened. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
I don't have an explanation. I mean, inflation kind of would be an explanation, but that's all very hypothetical at this point.
Yeah. So in that sense, why would you say that it would be wrong to believe and say something more, something beyond our comprehension created the Big Bang?
I totally get the appeal. It seems natural to me, but I just don't think that there's any good reason to go to that conclusion.
Why not?
Because God isn't a working theory. It just is. It's epistemologically worthless. And the only reason we even arrive there is because of our own incredulity. You could also think of it in turn. You could look at it historically. So I could also say all of the reasons why all of the claims made by past gods for why natural phenomena. Wait, how do I want to explain this? All of the explanations we've come up with historically for why natural disasters or other phenomena happen, being connected to a god or gods, the same reason we know those are now all false tells me that there's no good justification to say universe exists. How come? Therefore, God.
And I would like to agree with that statement, but my problem with it is that there is no like other form in nature. Everything comes from something. So like when our suns explode, or another sun explodes, you know, it releases cosmic gases that all accumulate together and create elements like, and then that forms into solar systems and whatnot. And that's just a really summarized version of it. But those things came from something. And my problem with the Big Bang theory is that it just spontaneously happened. Like, there was no reason behind it. It just happened.
Well, it could. I don't know if you mean it didn't have a cause, it just happened, or if you mean there's no agency behind it. I don't know which of those things you think is
the Big problematic. I'm thinking the, like, there's no agency behind it and there was no cause for it. Like, we still, like, have no... we have evidence that it happened with our new... the Hubble... Was it the Hubble Space or was it the James Webb that took a picture of what we can only presume is the starting of the universe? But as far as that goes,
well, neither of them have done that. We can't. It just wouldn't even really be possible to look back that far. Although maybe gravitational waves can help us do that. But even if I grant that, the Big Bang just forces us to terminate at some arbitrary point. Like, well, how did that happen, or what made that happen, or whatever? God's not an escape for that. God's the ultimate cop out. Everything has to have an explanation. What about God? Well, not God, though. And it's like...
And see, that's an issue I have as well that I'm still trying to figure out. But, like, I don't know. I just... I have a huge problem with, like, the whole... Just... It happened. And another theory you can go off of, too, is that, like, the universe is continuous. So, like, it kind of... condensed it, or there's like another theory, and I'm like I said, I'm summarizing. I'm not as intellectually as smart as you are, or when it comes to like
I don't know how smart I am. I mean, I know things, but
well, you have a broader vocabulary than I do, mainly because I was raised in a household that couldn't give two fucks less what I was learning at the time. Excuse my language.
Oh no.
But so yeah, I don't know. But thank you for your time today.